The next patient is Rosalind Dilley. The last name is D-I-L-L-E-Y. Rosalind, R-O-S-A-L-Y-N. This is a clinical case of a patient that is chronic kidney disease stage 3B that is associated to arterial hypertension, hyperlipidemia, diabetes, and cardiorenal syndrome. The patient has coronary artery disease. The last PCI was in the left anterior descending in August of 2022 period. She has had episodes of congestive heart failure. This time the patient comes to the hospital with a This patient comes to the office with a creatinine of 1.1, a BUN of 24, and estimated EFR of 48.6. The most likely situation is that this patient is following the recommendations that we gave in terms of low sodium diet, a fluid restriction of 40 ounces, a good blood pressure control, and blood sugar control. The patient was explained about the history of the disease, and by following the recommendation, she won't be able. She will not go to the compensation of the congestive heart failure, and she's going to be stronger every day. Number two, the patient has iron deficiency anemia. The hemoglobin is. The patient was followed by, the patient has been followed at the cancer center in here in Sebring, and she gets an injection of iron as well as procreate. Period. I have to point out that this patient has been treated by Dr. Torres with methotrexate. That could be another reason for the anemia. Following number, rheumatoid arthritis that is followed by the rheumatologist. Following number, arterial hypertension that is under control. Following number, this patient has gastroesophageal reflux disease, and she is taking pantoprazole. This is a practice that it definitely has. We have to discourage because of the side effects on pantoprazole, including not only the atrophic gastritis, C. difficile, bone disease, but disease related to the kidneys. Following number, diabetes mellitus that is under control. The patient is with a BMI of 34. She's encouraged to continue losing weight. The patient is going back north, and we are going to see her back in September of this year. Period paragraph. We invested in 10 minutes reviewing the laboratory workup in the face-to-face and physical examination, 18 minutes, and the documentation, 8 minutes.